is found. That's why we had to celebrate. You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with Dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept Dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love Him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Want to go back in time? Tune in for the all-new Classic Vinyl with JD Show, Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best radio.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you look around you?
Welcome to Tuesday's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, getting everything situated, getting articles prepared, ready here and in front of me, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360, KHNC.com, the radio site. I'm on the internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Boy, we're going to cover the U.S. aid. We have to because what has been done in secret will be brought out into the light. This was yesterday out of international news. U.S. aid, Soros' secret cash cow. U.S. conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, claimed 2017, George Soros' Open Society Foundation been the main implementer of U.S. AIDS aid since 2009. But the Soros-U.S. aid collaboration began much earlier. A 1993 U.S. aid document shows the agency signed an agreement with the Soros' Foundation Management Training Program to train 30 professionals from Bulgaria, Estonia, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia. The late 1990s and early 2000s, a series of color revolutions shook Eastern Europe, with George Soros' network of NGO playing a central role in the unrest. I'll emphasize the NGOs, non-governmental organizations. We need to re-term these NGOs as NGGOs, non-governmental organizations. 2003-2004, Soros' International Renaissance Foundation partnered with USAID to support Ukraine's Orange Revolution. Prior to that, the U.S. spent $54.7 million in 2003 and $34.11 million in 2004 on democracy programs in Ukraine through various agencies, including USAID. U.S. legal watchdog Judicial Watch revealed in April 2018 the USAID sponsored Soros' globalist agenda in Guatemala. In total, OSF reportedly spent around $100 million fomenting unrest in Latin America between 2015 and 2018. October 2018, the watchdog obtained documents indicating that USAID partnered with Soros to fund radical left-wing activists in Albania. Before that, in 2016, USAID reportedly allocated $9 million to a campaign overseen by Soros' East-West Management Institute. To illustrate the scale of funds managed by Soros-linked initiatives, in 2024, last year, then-President Joe Biden requested nearly $30 billion for U.S. aid. It was revealed for this coming 2025. Also out of international news, U.S. aid from Soros to U.S. aid, how the U.S. and organized the 2004 Orange Revolution in Ukraine. On November 21st of last year, Ukraine marked a so-called Dignity and Freedom Day, commemorating the U.S.-backed 2004 Orange Revolution. The campaign is an American creation, sophisticated and blatantly conceived, brilliantly and blatantly conceived Exercise in Western Branding and Mass Marketing. Guardians, Ian Trainor. Ian Trainor wrote in 2004, the upheaval in November of that year, of that upheaval in that year, comparing it to the U.S. government-funded and organized Velvet Revolution, the Revolution of Roses, and an attempted coup in Belarus. How much did that Orange Revolution cost? U.S. and its allies spent $65 to $100 million over 2 years to support Viktor Yushchenko, his led opposition, with much of the funding allegedly covert and funneled through NGOs, non-governmental organizations. 57.7 million fiscal year 2003, 34.11 million fiscal year 2004, specifically to democracy programs in Ukraine on the eve of the 2004 election. Democracy program funds were used for electoral and government reform, independent media, political development, training for administrators, lobbyists, and NGOs, channeled through U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the Eurasian Foundational National Endowment for Democracy, NED, and U.S. Embassy in Kiev and others. So, the continuity of world government funded by the United States and other nations, continuity of world government. The objective, to bring in a new world order and to disappear billions of people through various programs funded by USAID. The coronavirus or the gene therapy program during the COVID initial, the beginning years of the COVID problem.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Just like all of you, I had problems sleeping. I had tried every pillow out there and nothing worked. I'd flip-flop all night, use my arm for support, and fall asleep, or I'd wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache. Well, quality sleep comes from keeping your neck straight at night. You have to fill in that space between your head and your bed. That's why I invented My Pillow. My Pillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it doesn't matter if you sleep on your back, stomach, side, or any combination of all three.
When I got My Pillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to get Classic King My Pillows for only $19.98. Queen size, just $18.98. Standard Classic My Pillows, only $14.98. That's right, only $14.98. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.
All right. Now we'll go on to a WikiLeaks bombshell. White and fluffy U.S. aid exposed as tool of economic warfare. This has been the hidden weapon used by the deep state. Hidden even from those in federal government, those that are trying to identify the deep state. How does it operate? What systems are they using? Amid the buzz over Doge, Chief Elon Musk's words about USAID being a criminal organization, the world's top whistleblowing website dug up direct evidence to confirm this. USAID promoted itself as an agency promoting democratic values abroad and advancing a free, peaceful, and prosperous world. A leaked U.S. Army manual touts it as one means of applying economic power to persuade adversaries, allies, and surrogates to modify their behavior. USAID's placement abroad and its mission to engage human groups provide one channel for leveraging economic incentives in support of U.S. unconventional warfare efforts. The 2008 Special Forces Unconventional Warfare document states, economic incentives. Direct, quote, direct application of USAID grants to specific human groups can alter negative behaviors or cement positive affirmations. The Spec Ops doc also touts USAID's, quote, or parentheses, conflict assessment framework, end of the quotes, as an effective tool for informing, quotes, programmatic, operational, tactical level design and planning for military use. Elon Musk put USAID on the chopping block amid reports that the Department of Government efficiency agents were physically blocked from accessing USAID's secure systems as part of a Doge's accounting of federal programs and spending. Speaking to the press on Sunday, President Trump said, USAID has, quote, been run by a bunch of radical lunatics, and he promised to make a decision on the agency's future after getting them out. So, continuing. Now, this Christ did say, nothing will be hidden. Everything will be made known. America is being enlightened by what has been done in darkness by this agency, USAID, and the funding to foundations and programs internationally. It was to be used for assisting those that need help internationally, but it has been a weapon. It's been a weapon of control. I know that it takes two steak dinners to be tired of steak. Two lasagna, two nights in a row, and you don't want lasagna. Cover the USAID for 2 days, and mines begin to shut off. It becomes just Well, okay, I know about it. Let's go on. No. If you have cancer, you don't just go on. You want to know everything about it. This is a cancer. This is cancer in the marrow of the United States of America. This is everything that's being revealed. God does wait till the right time to bring the growth of crops that have been, the seeds that have been planted in the field. Eventually there comes that day where they break through into the sunlight. This is, this U.S. aid, this weapon, the way it's been used to weaponize agencies to to mutilate children, to bring in gene-altering injections internationally. Oh, where do I begin? I can't, I need to go to yesterday's notes to cover this again. You see, the devil has his children. Satan has a workforce. He has employees. You don't need to believe me, but these employees that are serving secret societies in the federal government agencies, they're being exposed. The leaders in the government, and I'm going to show you one of the USAID's, the part of the funding for these biological weapons, man-made, and I said years ago, when the media started bringing out, it's China, Wuhan, I said no, back years ago, I said no, it's in the universities of America. It is in the government, universities, in the chemical department, in the chemical labs, the biological labs, and they're using American children to using their abilities, because they're naive, to create. These are Frankenstein's children, and they don't know it. And it would be DARPA. It would be the United States government. And now it's coming out. It is now known. Alex Jones had a gentleman on yesterday, something Martin, and he explains it very clearly on yesterday's Alex Jones program. On the 3rd of February. I listened to part of it this morning. Boulder, Colorado. And UC Davis, California. The major universities that are government of overt above ground laboratories. What do you think Russia is bombing in Ukraine? Russia is bombing and taking out America's biological weapons centers. This is why the United States, this is why they are trying to keep Russia from advancing further into Ukraine. Russia built these underground labs in the Soviet era. These were built by Russia and the Soviet Union. And the United States has taken those labs over. We're protecting, trying to protect everything that has been created. New creatures. Creatures half human, half animal. The island of Dr. Moreau. Experimenting with human DNA and DNA of every kind of creature that is known. Digging up Neanderthal man, Nephilim, giants, creating new creatures. There's a place eventually when Christ returns. There's a place where all of these weird beasts, these non-created in the Garden of Eden creatures that are going to live 100 years, 200 years, there has to be a zoo, so you can understand what I'm saying. There must be an enclosure where all these things are going to be located. There are so many millions of them, you won't be able to eradicate, kill them, destroy, eliminate. And they're going to probably have some type of properties where they live longer. They're going to use this new immortal technology on these creatures to see how long they can live, to see if they can make these creatures immortal. They're testing them before they start taking the technology on humans. The creatures, these, whatever they are, half human, half animal, or animal blended with animal, like in the movie Jurassic Park, a dinosaur with a raptor DNA, and you get a new dinosaur. It's in the Bible. Christ said they would do it. In the New Old Testament, it was written through Christ, who is, he's walking all through the Old Testament. The Messiah is walking through all the books of the Old Testament, visiting Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the children of Israel, as the Godhead, as the triune God. But in Isaiah, Isaiah says they would, at some point in the future, mankind would have the ability to create creatures that were not initially created in the Garden of Eden. They were called strange, weird creatures. He couldn't identify them. He didn't have a name for them because they were man-made. Created in laboratories in American universities and underground in other countries.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification, and the removal of everything that God has not started, and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
You're excuse me, what's being revealed are these gangsters. These are the real gangsters of the world. Everyone, every person that is involved in these programs, in the gene editing programs, these are the children of the devil. Some of them are going to wake up. They're going to have a change of conscience. And Christ will meet them. And these people will begin the individuals that will bring the what has happened, what they're doing, what is being created. These people, when God convicts them, They will bring the information that the world needs to know. The whole purpose of these, the gene editing, they're not vaccinations, they're gene editing. They're changing the genome of every human being. That's the objective in the world, to add new DNA to people. There was a guy I told you about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, three. He started growing an extra thumb on both hands. This guy had been in the military, injected with hundreds of vaccines or gene editing ingredients, fluids. He was growing an extra, what was it? An extra elbow. His body was changing. The movie The Fly, years ago, back in the 80s, I forget the actor, but he gets into a machine and he's going to have his DNA changed. And there's a fly in the chamber. And he starts to turn into a fly. The apostle in Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 14, I believe, said that there'd be a time when there would be strange, weird creatures. And these creatures would be put in an island. The island will be the United States of America in the near future, 7-8 years out, 8-9 years out. And these creatures are called, they live in the land of what they call satyrs, half angel, demonic, physical creatures, satyrs. And they dance. It says they dance with the hoot owl. Another indicator of occult entities. Unclean spirits. This is what's coming. And America is going to be the place where these things are going to be probably brought in some kind of an aircraft. I don't know. The back door opened and a wooden container or steel container kicked out. When it hits the ground, they're free. The people in this final generation, they don't know what's coming. You're being hit, bombarded with the truth on so many, from so many directions presently. This is not going to end. This is just the beginning. God has put Donald Trump back in position one more time. And the people that he is putting around him this time, he's doing a little more carefully. He didn't have a football team last time. He had to pick people that betrayed him, like Iscariot Pence. And the Satanist, Mike Pompeo, the devil worshiper, out of the Ukraine, out of, tied into Pilgrim Society. Anthony Fauci, a devil worshiper. You can read about the Fauci family from the Abyss family, going back to the 1600s, serving the devil. Schwab, an occult family, his dad in Nazi Germany. Going to the grandparents, the great-great-grandparents. These people are devil worshipers, but the American people don't get a clue. They can't believe that there is a devil. There are demons. There's a population of millions and millions and millions of people that are the employees of the devil. They can't comprehend it. I guarantee you, there is. Remember Anton LaVey? Charlie Manson? Helter Skelter? Powerful in the occult? Able to make a car fly? Cadillac? Levitate? Move it around like an airplane? These are documented facts. Proof. Joe Biden comes from a lineage of people in the occult. His son and his daughter, Ashley Hunter, abused from the time they were children. This is why they're dysfunctional. That's my view. And it's a good view. It's a good assessment of who these people are.
KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
And balance in your life. 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Witnessing the revolution right now. This is by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, all his appointees. Then there's this war presently. The Uniparty, Carolyn Kennedy, all hell, all the children of the devil, all the corrupt criminals of the land. In these hearings, the children of these people in secret societies sworn to protect not the Constitution, sworn to protect their secret organizations and the plans of the secret organizations that are all tied back, that all tie into Pilgrim Society. Two chapters, New York, City of London. So here they're attacking Kennedy for taking money from Big Pharma. Here are the people that are receiving money from Big Pharma. This is out of international news. This was 2 days ago. Bernie Sanders, $1.9 million. Ralph Warnock, $1.76 million. Pat Murray, $1.5 million. Chuck Schumer, $1.5 million. Elizabeth Warren, $1.2 million. She accuses Kennedy of profiting from anti-vax. No. Gene editing weapons. Ron Wyden, $1.2 million. Bill Cassidy, $1.2 million. Mark Warner, $654,000. Maggie Hassan, $467,000. Catherine Cortez Masto, over $500,000. And then Kennedy tells Bernie Sanders when he's being interviewed, almost all the members of this panel, including yourself, Bernie, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry and protecting their interests. Not just Democrats. Open Secrets records 370 names on file that show former GOP Senate leader Mitch sleeping with the enemy McConnell, $2 million. Mitt Romney, $3.3 million. Richard Burr, $1.6 million. John McCain, $1.4 million. Bill Cassidy, $1.2 million. Roy Blunt, John Conyon, Tim Scott, over $1 million each in the last 35 years. 2021 study, 2/3 of Congress got a pharma check in 2020. Pfizer alone contributing to $228 million. Federal campaigns over the 1,000 state races. By last August alone, Big Pharma, 2024 election, PAC war chest hit $37 million. This is according to Biospace. So, Sanders, then there's a combined buyouts of healthcare industry, includes pharma, but also insurance, medical device suppliers. Bernie Sanders, $23 million since 1990. Warnock, $14.7 million. Warren, Elizabeth, Pocahontas, $10.4 million. Wyden, $6.7 million. Tim Kaine, $3.3 million. Ed Markey, $2.3 million. Pat Murray, Tammy Baldwin. Major outlets, this is Media on Board, also says X. Major outlets aren't running anti-RFK hit pieces for free. Dr. Lena Wen, author of a recent WAPO Washington Post piece, Trashing Kennedy, received $1.1 million from Big Pharma over her career. Washington Post hit piece on RFK Jr., written by a pharma-funded doctor. I'm watching my clock. I am pushing. I don't like doing it. Minutes. Frustrating. Washington Post published a scathing article attacking Robert Kennedy, written by Lena Wen, again, reportedly overpaid over a million. So, these are the enemies. These are the enemies of mankind. Not the American people. Mankind. These are the enemies of the world. These are the enemies that Christ is coming to judge, to punish. They have time to repent, but they won't. Lucifer has taken their souls. Their souls are destined for a bad future. A bad, bad future. They won't repent. They love money, greed, power. They like to see death, mayhem, carnage. And they want to see billions of people leave this earth. That's who they are, what they are, what they do.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
So that's who these people are. And you see, with all the drugs, with what's being sprayed in the air, with what's in the water, what's in the food, American people are docile. There was a program by the Gates in Afghanistan, and they sprayed, I don't know what this was, in the air over the Muslim populations to make them docile, to kill their God, their spirit, to worship their God, and it worked. Many Muslims became unradical, de-radicalized. This is being sprayed over the United States of America. We are sheep that are going to be led to the slaughter. And the Lord Jesus is going to allow it because America has become a God-hating country. And even the Christian people, they may be fervent for God, but they don't know God's objective, God's plan for them in the present time. We have been dociled. We have, like the reindeer in the north, herds of reindeer running like feral cats all over Asia, northern Asia, until the people in Mongolia, watching a YouTube, they domesticate these feral cats. This is the people in the United States of America. We cannot, the Christian people that are listening to me, our war is with things in the air that are powers. That's the war. For a while, the world is going to be assisted and helped through politics. Donald Trump appointing the right people in the government. Eventually, this government is like the nighttime that's coming today, is going to be overshadowed with evil. And the only way to fight that evil is spiritually, Christians, through prayer and through knowing and understanding the authority that Christ has given every single Christian. These appointees of Trump are just slowing down this flood of darkness coming upon this country. They're just slowing it down. But it has to be exposed. The greatest thing Trump is doing, and Musk and all these appointees, is they're bringing to light everything that is being done in the darkness in America. That's what they're doing. They're opening the door so everybody can see. So everybody will fear, and they will repent and ask God to forgive them for their sins and their evil. Hour two is coming.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.